Hi, this is meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. This is the weatherman report for your Saturday, the 30th day of March 2024. And looks like much of the southern portion of the nation is going to be in some pretty good weather today. First, let's take a look at if aviation interest, if you in fact are using airliners, the major hubs in Atlanta and Charlotte looking very good. Some fine weather there, no problems weather-wise going into there. If they have some equipment problems or some other delays from something else, it has nothing to do with the weather at those places. South Florida, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, over to Fort Myers, all looking pretty good as well, as does Tampa, St. Pete. Texas, fine conditions. Austin, Houston, and Dallas, no problems weather-wise there. In the Chicago area, it will be clouds. There'll be a storm to the north, but most of the day, it looks pretty good. Minneapolis, St. Paul, also looking fair, but looks like they could get some snow over the next couple of days. Big storm moving into central and southern portions of California. Looks like rainy weather for L.A., San Diego, and even San Francisco. Of course, snow across the Sierra Nevada once again. Route 80 up to Donner's Pass and into the Reno area of Nevada. A much central and northern portion of Nevada will also be into some snow, as will northern Utah, southeastern portions of Idaho, and western Wyoming. And that area is going to be eventually moving east. Hey, we're getting pretty close to the great solar eclipse of 2024. That's going to be happening on the 8th day of April, 1 week from this Monday. Now, we've got a first look at what the weather situation is going to be looking like, at least from the Dallas area up into the northern portions of New York, into northern Vermont, into also Maine and the Canadian Maritimes on that time, mostly in the middle afternoon hours. And this is how it looks. What I'm looking at right now is the GFS model. That's the National Weather Service, America's very, very good guidance model for a long term, at least, looking out over the next 10 days. And we do see pretty good weather into the central and southern portion of Texas, all the way across into Mexico. Of course, Mexico is going to have some pretty good weather there. But the path of totality goes from around Dallas, in through Arkansas, then up in through Ohio, and then into western New York State, northern New York State, northern Vermont, and northern sections of Maine and the Canadian Maritimes. And we do see some moisture that's going to be from Arkansas up and through the Ohio area. So that region may have clouds and might be not ideal of viewing conditions for the eclipse. That will be on the 8th of April. Again, this could change, but it does look like some decent conditions over northern New York State, northern Vermont, and up in the Canadian Maritimes, too. And all this will be happening around the middle afternoon hour, somewhere between 3:30 and 4 o'clock, depending upon where you're going to be. But as mentioned, the Texas area looks pretty good at this point. But we'll have updates on this as time continues, as we get in through this first week of April. We'll be giving you reports on this each and every day. So please check into weathermanpod.com for the latest on that big solar eclipse on the 8th of April. Weather across the northeast part, well, it looks like fair conditions for Saturday, but showers are likely at night, highs near 55 to 60 with those showers at night in the 40s. Easter Sunday is looking pretty good. Sunny conditions, temperatures near 60 degrees, but back to rainy weather for Sunday night. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday also looks like some wet weather from D.C. up to the Boston area as we enter into the new month of April on Monday. I'm meteorologist Steve Pelletieri, and I am the weatherman. Thanks for checking in. And again, we're going to have updates on the solar eclipse weather, where the best places to go are if you can get out there. And we'll be doing that just about every day from here on in. And please check in, and it's going to be quite exciting. Talk to you. Have a great Saturday. I'll talk to you on Sunday morning.